Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, it's the best time of the year. If you're a hockey player, it's playoffs. It's hard not to get excited for a weekend series like this one. Talk about your team coming off of that series against Minnesota, and especially that Saturday game where you almost took them into overtime.
Well, I just thought overall it was a good series in a lot of different ways. You know, certainly the results weren't what we wanted. We gave up too many goals, Kelly, to be perfectly honest. You know, you score three goals against Minnesota, you know, in past years, that was enough. You know, we the games we beat Minnesota, they were 1-0, 2-1. You know, so we there's certain things in certain areas that we just needed to be better at, and we certainly can be. So, but again, I just love the way we played. I love the way we competed. You know, down 4-1 in the third on Saturday, we came back, scored two, and really had them on their heels for the last 5 minutes. And you know, a bounce here, a bounce there, you never know. But again, I just love the way Berge's line with Abby and Paige have been playing. Kiki's line with Jack and Lindsay had a great weekend, didn't have a whole lot to show for it. And then obviously Claire and Haley and Lydia's line was dangerous all the time. So I like the way we're playing. Again, it's a time of year, like you said, every player enjoys this part of the time of the year. And I gave him a Mike Babcock quote, you know, you win, you keep playing. You earn the right to keep playing at this time of the year. And, you know, why wouldn't anybody want to keep doing that? So, you know, this is the best time of the year. Just go out and enjoy it.
You'll be missing two key players. Ellie Mosier went down in that second game against the Gophers. Lower body injury. She'll be out the rest of the season. Haley Mack, sadly, her grandma passed away, but she'll return to the team on Saturday. How do you make those adjustments when you're missing those two key offensive players?
Well, I just it is what it is. So you got to roll with what you have, and obviously we'll utilize all 10 of our forwards that are in the lineup, or 11. I'm sorry. It'll just be some mixing and matching. You know, we've certainly done it throughout the year, so it won't be a surprise. Certainly, those two losses are tough. You feel for Ellie. You know, to this time of the year, it's you want to be a part of it, and she was certainly a big part of how we've been playing, and certainly, you know, Haley comes back and she's been instant offense. You know, the games she's played, she produced. But you know, she'll be back tomorrow, so we gotta it's just a little bit more adversity, Kelly, that this group has faced all year long, that we've talked about that. You know, we'll be able to handle it.
It just shows how the character of this team has been through so much, and still they're a family unit all together, going for the same goal.
Oh, absolutely. I think you talk about a family unit. The Saturday, you lose a hockey game, and on the way back to the locker room, every single player stops in the training room to see Ellie and you know, offer encouragement. So that's just the type of group we have. They care for each other. You know, you see it all the time, just how they interact. It's a pretty special group.
Well, last year at this time, here at the Amsoil, you had Kerrigan Dowie in between the pipes. Of course, her and Lauren Bench have been splitting the weekends throughout the year. Been crazy trying to get the right goaltender between the pipes. First of all, congratulations to Lauren Bench. She was named all third team WCHA. Who's going to get the start here tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's to be recognized by coaches around the league to be named one of the three teams is a very significant honor. You know, and we were fortunate to have two, Lauren and Mac Lange. That's a tremendous, like I said, a tremendous honor. And you know, Lauren starts tonight. But as you mentioned, Kerrigan was outstanding here last year, and I would not hesitate to play Kerrigan at all. I think we have two outstanding goalies that have played. Even Lexi Baker, in the time she's had, she's shown she actually played here on our first series. So, Lauren had a great week of practice. She's had some tremendous Fridays. Looking back through the month of February, and certainly, in order to have success in the playoffs, it starts there in goal, and she's certainly capable of providing us the kind of goaltending we need.
Your team went 1-3 against Duluth this year, but it's a new season, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I saw Mara's press conference from Tuesday, and she's exactly right. It's two completely different teams, even from when we met in January, right at the start of the second half. So, Both teams are you know, this is when you want to be playing your best hockey, and they're coming off a weekend where they had to get points and they were able to get four down at Mankato. So we know we're going against a very, very good team in their building, and we know it's going to be nothing short of our best effort. It's going to allow us to keep playing.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here in game one?
You know, we talk about a start all the time. I think it's imperative that we have a really, really good start, because they're certainly going to, come out and with a lot of energy, a lot of passion. I think we need to outwork them. We need to have that attitude. We need to win battles. We need to manage the puck. Really, really important. Those 5 feet on either side of the blue line, offensive zone, defensive zone, we got to manage the puck. Make strong plays through the neutral zone. Not allow turnovers that give them opportunities, because they're very, very talented up front. A lot like Minnesota, so you just have to manage that puck really well. And certainly one of the keys is going to be getting traffic in front of Maddie Rooney. You know, if she sees it, she's probably going to stop it. So we need to try to take her eyes away by creating chaos and traffic around that net. And then when we get those opportunities, we got to bury it.
Coach, good luck today, and enjoy the moment.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.